Send a movie idea.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here at the Dream Factory are very simple. We can discuss as many film ideas sent in by you, the listener, but only one of those ideas can progress to the next stage where it will be used as the missing mythical magical artifact in an incredibly ill-thought-out sixth Indiana Jones movie. I'm Joel, a man who puts the Harrison Ford in yet another box office flop, and across from me is John Harris, a man who, given the poor reviews of the latest installment in the franchise, has finally abandoned his dreams of becoming an archaeologist. Hi, John.
That's quite a brave thing for you to do, is to talk about the film flopping when, in the world which we live in right now, it's come out.
Yeah, baby.
It's released today. So, Joel.
Yeah, baby.
Joel's predicting a flop here.
There could be. Will there be egg on my face when this comes out in 2 weeks?
Possibly.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Oh, no, I mean in the real world. I when I'm on holiday, one of the things I like to do is have a little egg face.
Mask.
I wake up every day. I go down to the breakfast bar. I get a couple of those fried eggs, because the beauty of being at a holiday breakfast bar is they're never searing hot.
Mm.
Nothing available is what I would describe as hot. And so I just lay a couple of eggs on my face, sit down.
Food at like a breakfast buffet is always at the temperature which most emphasizes the gelatinous nature of any piece of food.
Yeah, they go for maximum gelatinuity, and you have to eat everything at the speed of light. The second you transfer it from those silver dishes, it is rapidly becoming inedible. It's like you've exposed it to air. It's like something they've found buried. It's been exposed to air, modern air. It will die instantly. You know, like if we brought Shakespeare to the modern day, he would instantly catch all the diseases and die. You know, it's like if you remove an egg from this silver tray, you must consume it in 10 seconds. Which is unfortunate, because your toast is going to take 9 minutes to toast. So there's no way around how to properly negotiate the buffet. What you should do is give in and eat 30 tiny pastries.
I've never used the toast conveyor belt. It looks too stressful.
You've never used one?
No.
Oh, that's sad. What I do is because the food comes out so cold, I just put everything through it. I'm stood there putting individual beans on the toast conveyor belt. I'm banned from Premier Inn. Weirdly, that's actually unrelated. Right, here's some film ideas from our listeners. How about this one from George? Get ostrich or die trying.
I love it.
I imagine 50 Cent is 50 Cent has retired from all of his vitamin water money, and he's bought a big ranch. Little does he know, John. Little John. Little yeah, does he know, little there. John. That he's got the last ostrich in the world on that ranch. And there's people out there desperate to get ostrich off him, and he's got to protect it.
Right. I like that.
Or is it a heist movie where 50 Cent's got to steal an ostrich?
Well, the thing that definitely first came to my mind is sort of like, I swear, like in the early noughties, there was a spate of films that with like sort of Sean William Scott and stuff in them, like around the Dude, Where's My Kaya, where you could just imagine like two stoner guys have to get an ostrich for some reason.
Yeah.
And that's, but I like the idea of... My thought is, if you've got the very last ostrich, there's not much you can do. You need like
a good point.
You need two ostriches.
You need the last two ostriches, don't you? Yeah.
Otherwise,
ostrich. Yeah, you make a very sensible point. Okay,
I'm so
scrap
sorry.
That. That's on the scrap heap. idea is 50 Cent's collected all of the rare eggs. He's so rich. He's got Fabergé. He's got Kinder, which is, doesn't sound rare, but they're actually illegal in America. So
that's true.
For him to own a Kinder egg is actually more impressive than to him to own a Fabergé egg. The one thing he hasn't got, John, is an ostrich egg. Because we're living, I didn't mention this, but it was inferred, we're living in a not too distant future where ostrich eggs are incredibly rare. And 50 Cent wants one. So he stages a heist to steal an ostrich egg. There you go.
But the twist is he gets to the place where he thinks he's getting an ostrich egg and it's hatched. So he has to get an ostrich.
Well, here's the thing, John. What a lot of people don't realize is that when 50 Cent raps, "been hit with a few shells and now I walk with a limp," he's talking about eggshells.
People don't know.
It's weird. You can go on Rap Genius and stuff and kind of look at the analysis of the lyrics and no one's ever... It's weird. I'm always trying to correct it. But then the moderators are obviously trying to prevent the truth from getting out there. But it comes from an early gig where 50 Cent was pretty terrible because he was quite poorly practiced and people just threw eggs at him.
And then sort of chicken eggs didn't do too much damage, but an ostrich egg, you're in trouble.
I had eggs. Have you ever had eggs thrown at you?
No. Answer. Tell me your story.
I once had eggs thrown on me from a great height. So listener, in the distant past, I thought it would be a good idea to try and be a stand-up comedian. Spoiler alert, it was a bad idea. I went to do a gig in Stockwell. I think there's quite an iconic gig there called Comedy Virgins. It's one of those for early comedians where there's like 25 people on the bill. Everyone that's performing has to bring a friend so that there's an audience. It's kind of a crazy night, chaotic night. So I was on my way to doing that. And on my way to the gig, people in like the sixth or seventh floor of a high rise booed at me and threw eggs.
That's a bad omen.
I was heckled before getting to the venue where the gig was going to happen. I had eggs thrown at me. And then I had a bit of egg on my shoe. Luckily, this is quite a few years ago, so I was much more nimble on my feet than I am now. So I managed to dance around the eggs like someone shooting at my feet in a Western and escaped, sort of evaded the vast majority of the eggs. But yeah, there you go.
I had
eggs thrown at me.
I would know Joel from his stand-up era. I don't think I ever saw Joel do stand-up, unfortunately, but I know what he
difficult did. To get. It's difficult to get tickets.
I know that in that era, you sort of had a stage outfit. So I'm imagining you jumping around in the stage outfit. And for the listener, it was the world's tightest jeans, a blazer, yep, and some smart brown shoes, pointy smart brown shoes.
Big time, big time. Very cool look, actually. Very, very cool look.
It was then.
It kind of was the look, wasn't it? I don't know how I used to wear jeans that tight, John. I've been thinking about it a lot recently in this heat.
Oh, God.
How did I survive?
Who knows? Right.
There we go. Anyway, that's Get Ostrich and Die Trying.
I loved it. What about this one from Tony? Hansel and Zoolander, a tale of two ridiculously good-looking models getting lost in the woods and finding a strange house.
Nice. Now, they're models who are so concerned about their shape, they wouldn't eat a house made of sweets.
So
you'd have to make it out of like designer bags. Maybe it looks like a great big designer bag.
Fine, because my thought was the sort of the moral, the tale of Hansel and Gretel is that they sort of
don't eat a house made of sweets.
No,
because a witch owns it.
they use their smarts to get out. And that, my issue.
No. The moral of the story is don't go to a house made of sweets, because a witch will cook you in the oven. Have you ever done it, John?
No, but Joel...
Well, there you go.
Be completely honest with me, Joel. If you walked through a forest and saw a house
I'd eat so much of that house. I wouldn't even think twice. I wouldn't think, why is it here? I wouldn't think, have I heard about this before? Have I been warned about this? No, this is such a specific situation. There's no way I would have been warned about this. I'd start chowing down on the house. I'd make myself so sick that I probably would just want to be thrown in an oven, to be honest.
That's true. The sweet relief of being burned alive. How would Hansel and Zoolander charm their way or sort of blue steel their way out of a
Yeah, they just get, I think it's a killer look. I think it's a killer blue steel look.
Fine.
It can win over anyone. But who would be the witch in this scenario? Why do they want to capture supermodels?
Someone who'd want to capture supermodels. Someone who works for like sort of Mr. Primark, someone who works for a brand that...
Yeah, it's Peter Primark.
Peter Primark. Peter Primark sounds like a fairy tale character, to be fair.
It's quite interesting. In Zoolander, you do just buy that they're supermodels, even though one of them is Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's not an unattractive guy, but they just sell it so well, I guess. You're just fully in, aren't you?
But also, like, you know, obviously there's like men who look as David Gandy, who's like a supermodel, who's like just an objectively like a painting of a man, right? But then I think there are lots of...
Well, that's why you've got that painting, isn't it? I can see behind you.
I'm working on a new painting, actually. Hopefully I can sort of catch his likeness properly this time. But, you know, I think a lot of supermodels, and this is no disrespect to them, I don't think that they're like conventionally attractive, are they?
Yeah, they've got an oddness to them. It's more about the distinctive, a distinctive look. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I take back everything I said. I think they're both beautiful men. But I do think that, to be honest. Good film. I don't even think I've seen the second one because it's bad.
I feel like I did watch it at one point. I'm sure I did watch it at one point because Will Ferrell's got like a big muscle suit.
I'm really scared of...
Muscle suits.
The muscle suits. The big sequels. I don't think I ever watched Anchorman 2 either. I think if I get wind that it's going to be bad, it might tarnish the whole thing and I kind of avoid it.
Well, this is...
Which is why I've only watched Evan Almighty 9 times.
Well, this is why you're sort of bringing up Indiana Jones so much, is that you've just got this incredible anxiety about this.
I don't know what I do. Do I watch it? It's like the original trilogy is like one of the most beloved things in my entire life.
But Joel,
So I should be excited about there being any more Indiana Jones, right?
But,
shouldn't I?
But the worst has happened, right? 5 happened. So what have you got to lose now?
4 happened.
Oh, sorry, 4 happened.
No, but there's revisionism now on 4 in the way that there is with Phantom Menace. People are saying, hey, 4's not that bad.
I think if
that's what people are saying, John. Poke your head out your window right now and you'll hear people saying it.
I think if you remove the swinging on the vines and the very end...
See, you're part of it. You're part of it. You're saying the worst has happened and now, 30 seconds later, you're saying it's pretty good. This is what I mean. So I'm so stressed.
Just give me a muttless and an
everything
alien
I've seen, everything I've seen about 5 is... It's bad. Like, it's real bad. I saw a review where they're like, the CGI when they do the younger Harrison Ford is so unconvincing. He's moving around like a Roblox character. That can't be true, can it? That can't be true.
That sounds brilliant. I want to go this weekend. I'm in.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so anxious. Maybe I'm going to go on a big flight. Maybe it'll be on the plane. I can just get so drunk.
I just, in my head, he's like also moving like a NPC in a video game.
Yeah, that's what I think it's like. And his face and body don't match.
And his clothes sort of clip over his arms and stuff. Like
he just whips through walls. Oh, no.
Right. Would you like another one from me?
Yeah.
Chariots of Fear. 2 men take up running, one to escape inner demons and the other an actual demon that keeps following him.
Nice. Okay. And they're buddies, I guess. In Chariots of Fire, it's 2 buddies, isn't it? Is that where that song's used?
Yeah. And I don't think there's much you have to do to that piece of music to make it quite creepy. So I think we keep the music. Mm-hmm. We just sort of add a drone in the background. So
add some screams.
What sort of demon would be following a sort of a boy marathon runner?
Well, have you seen the film It Follows?
Well, that's, to be fair, in my head, that was the thing that sort of came to mind. I have not seen it, but I am aware of the concept of it.
It's a spooky, scary film where you pass on a demon to someone that you have sex with. And so you've got a demon following you and you have sex with someone, then the demon starts following them. And the demon follows you at just a walking pace, but constantly. It's a bit like that thing online. Have you seen the thing about the snail?
No, what about a snail?
Me and all the Gen Z guys, we're talking about this all the time. Basically, John, the offer is, would you take $10 million, but there is an invincible snail coming for you at all times, and if it touches you, you die instantly?
Oh.
You can't touch the snail or harm the snail?
No.
You wouldn't take it?
No.
Wouldn't you just put it in a little box?
But it's invisible. It'll break through, right?
No, it's still a snail. Invincible doesn't mean it's got the strength now of
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I'm imagining T2 in the Terminator, sort of like...
A little buff snail.
Yeah.
When it breaks through, John, it's a snail. Just put it in another box.
Oh, couldn't I? Right.
You could put it.
I've got it. 10 million, right? First grand I spend on a tracker and plonk it on the snail with some tongs. I'm not touching the snail.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
The second grand, I just moved to New Zealand. And so
It only costs £1,000 to move to New Zealand, I think. It's a weird set, a flat rate.
Right, but my point
is... your mind, is everything £1,000? Pint of milk, £1,000. New house, £1,000.
Hey, it couldn't hurt the economy right now to sort of...
Yeah, would that be good if everything was a grand?
Ecogonomics.
Yeah, okay, so It Follows is kind of like, it's kind of exactly the same as the snail thing. Someone is walking pace. A demon's coming at walking pace for you at all times until you have sex and pass on the demon.
An STI, a spookily transmitted infection.
It's a spookily transmitted infection. So in this film, yeah, the demon's coming for you, but the demon is a fucking great 5K runner. So it's like It Follows, but it's...
That's scary. Well,
it's much worse.
It's like made zombies start running and you think, oh, crap.
It's the 28 days later thing. Yeah, all of a sudden we have no power over the zombies anymore. This is just... But it's jogging at a decent pace, but not sprinting.
Yes,
of course. Still be fucked though, wouldn't you? You'd have to sleep at some point.
Exactly.
It's game over.
If you've got $2,000... Put a tracker on him and move to New Zealand.
Put a tracker on the demon with really long tongs. Get out your $2,000 and go straight to New Zealand. That's a good idea.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, how about this one from me? This one's from Matt. Giraffe Sick Park. I guess it's a zoo where all the giraffes are really sick.
It's just sad. I can't think of a plot.
Or are they on skateboards?
Oh, right. Yes. So...
They're gnarly giraffes.
Yeah, so scientists were so preoccupied with working out whether they could make giraffes gnarly that they didn't stop to think whether they should make giraffes gnarly.
Yeah, and now they've got the gnarliest giraffes in town. When you imagine a giraffe on a skateboard, is it a huge skateboard or is it four skateboards? But that's more sort of roller skates, isn't it?
I'm imagining a big skateboard. Not massive, though. I think he's sort of the
Yeah, the legs are all really close
awkwardly
together.
Awkwardly pointed legs together. But he looks bodacious. How do you put a pair of sunglasses on a giraffe? I guess you put it on the ground and he sort of...
I use the demon tongs. We're $10 million, but a giraffe on a skateboard is coming for you at all times. The giraffe just wouldn't be able to do it subtly. You'd just always be aware that there's a giraffe on a skateboard near you at any point, wouldn't you? Because you could probably just put it into Twitter. You wouldn't even need to buy it. You wouldn't even need to waste the cost it is to move to New Zealand, because you could probably at any point put the words giraffe skateboard into Twitter and someone's tweeting about, oh, I just saw a giraffe on a skateboard.
You like go to Asda and you can just hear an enormous commotion on the other side of the shop and you're like, oh, here he is. Yeah.
Better leave Asda. Okay, it's lots of gnarly giraffes. Maybe one of them does like a up the half pipe, does a double twist McFlurry out of the park and escapes.
Oh, damn. And they have to catch it.
They have to catch it, but it's so hard to catch a super sick giraffe like that. Especially when it goes and buys a really long coat and a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, dear. Right. Would you like another one from me?
Yeah.
This one's from Stu. Fierce Morgan. Piers Morgan is patient zero to a new zombie outbreak. But what's worse than this bite simply turning them into zombies is it turns them into even more Piers Morgans.
Oh, my God. Infinite Morgan.
I like the idea that when you get turned into a Piers Morgan, you complain about the fact you've just been turned into a Piers Morgan. And then all the other Piers Morgans go, oh, shut up, you snowflake.
Well, in this, I actually think Piers Morgan would become the ultimate anti-hero because I think he would hate the fact that other Piers Morgans are taking the attention away from him. And so he'd have to kill every Piers Morgan so that there was only one Piers Morgan left. So the film would force you to root for the original Piers Morgan.
Interesting.
Don't you think? He would hate it if he was cloned, I think.
And it's like sort of like a Sylvester Stallone sort of gunny action film where he's just going through buildings just with an impossible number of bullets, just taking out other Piers Morgans.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Yeah, so would I. Maybe it's like that film Red, but instead it's all sort of British right-wing media personalities getting together. Hopkins, Morgan.
Oh, dear.
Parry. No, who's the other one?
Parry.
There's a load of mics. One of the mics.
Oh, one of the mics. Yeah, I think it's Mike.
One of the two mics. Hopkins, Morgan. One of the two mics that got confused about concrete. The guy from Balls of Steel. That's what it's like.
Mark Dolan's.
No, that's not what the trailer says. Because if you say Mark Dolan's, everyone goes, who? But if you say the guy from Balls of Steel who cuts up masks on TV.
Oh, dear. We'll not be watching that anymore.
No. How about this one from Beck? Fast X. EX. It's a very similar to the It Follows story. Your ex-girlfriend is sprinting at you at all times and you're trying to escape. Red, wild-eyed, just hunting you down at all costs, all the time. You are paying £1,000 to get to New Zealand as quickly as you can. You're getting out of there.
I can't imagine. There's something about the image. Like, listener, imagine one of your exes running. There's something quite funny about that to me for some reason.
Which is weird because you went out with Kelly Holmes for a while.
Going to the Olympic Games.
I always thought it was so patronising the way you would laugh at the
Olympics. Going to the Olympic Games was a riot for me. It was so good.
I just can't get my head around it.
How are they moving so fast? I like, potentially, rather than, could you be chasing your ex? Maybe that your ex has got like, you had a cat together and you agreed that you would have the cat in the breakup, but then they don't want to give you the cat. So you're basically like Benny Hilling round town, just trying to get your ex so you can grab the cat.
That's good. Or what if, this is never really covered in superhero films, but what if your ex just became like the Flash? What if your ex was suddenly Craven the Hunter? They should definitely cover that in Marvel, like how you would deal with them becoming one of the most famous people on the planet.
Didn't you used to go out with Peter Parker?
Yeah, exactly.
But then I think it would just be like anyone who's dated a famous person. My partner has previously dated a man who's a famous pop star right now, and it's not like it affects our lives day to day.
I know, but he doesn't save lives every day.
Maybe.
That we're aware of.
Yeah, who's the person that if you found out your partner was ex with, you'd be like, that makes me feel weird?
My dad. Because he's my superhero.
For some reason, I thought of Bono. I don't know why. I don't know why Bono would be an issue.
How often is Bono in your daily life?
No idea, exactly.
Bono, it would be weird, right? There's an age difference thing going on there.
Is it like the Prime Minister or the President or someone? Is that the most...
Oh, Boris Johnson. I'd struggle if it was Boris Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to ask a lot of questions.
Because they'd probably have kids, yeah. They'd probably be like three unknown kids. Yeah, Boris Johnson's a big struggle. I'd love to know from the listener who would be the worst imaginable person. Good stuff. Right, John, would you like one from me?
Yes, please.
Here's one from me. Jeepers Creeper by the dozen. Steve Martin has to look after his 12 children. Oh no, they're all flesh-eating creatures.
Oh, I like it.
So Steve Martin's wife leaves town. There's some sort of electrical storm. He wakes up in the morning. All of his children have become flesh-eating demons. He has to keep them from killing all of the neighbours until the curse lifts. But it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a very horror-y episode this week. Lots of
it is
demons and stuff.
I mention Steve Martin can run really quickly?
Can we have an excuse at some point in the film for him to do some banjo playing, considering he's like one of the world's greatest banjo players?
Well, they're demons, so he might do like a... What's the film? It's not The Hills Have Eyes. What's the banjo playing horror film?
There's a banjo...
Dueling banjos. Deliverance.
Okay.
So there's a deliverance scene. in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Could the banjo playing sort of scare them off? Something about the frequency of the banjo freaks them out?
Yeah, why not?
Brilliant. All right. I've got one written in front of me, but then I've just thought of another one and I think I'm going to wing it and say the one that I've just thought of.
Wow. Is it Cheaper by the Dozen too?
No. It's That's So Craven. Craven the Hunter can see into the future and mishaps.
Nickelodeon channel style, but it's Craven the Hunter getting up to all sorts.
Pretty much.
It's good. That's So Craven. That's great.
There we go.
Well done. Hey, John, those were some really good ideas today. If you had to pick a favourite idea of all the ideas, what would you pick?
Well, I think we have to go with Chariots of Fear because it sort of ignited all of the weird running chat.
It did. Chariots of Fear. Thank you very much. And we need to leave pretty quickly, John, because I can see an ex sprinting at me with a snail on her shoulder and I think I'm in trouble. Luckily, I've got £1,000 in my pocket. Well done, John.
Well done, Joe.
Hey, that was fun, man.
It was. We've done three episodes in 2 days.
They're normally a real fucking chore, aren't they? We really hate doing them. But that was actually all right.
Bullshit.
That was... well done.
We were slightly anxious because it's 3 in 2 days. That's a lot of talking. Mm. Although, the thing is, 3 in 2 days means we've done an hour and a half, and some people do 3 hours an episode.
Those people are idiots.
When we've done other podcasts, and I'm incredibly grateful and all of that, but anytime I've done another person's podcast, when it gets to 25 minutes, I think, are we wrapping up now? Or
I shut down. I just completely shut down. If you listen to me on any podcast, you'll hear that they've cleverly edited stuff I've said in the previous 25 minutes. At the end, you know, like when they make documentaries, they get shots of the interviewer just nodding and then cut them in. At the end, they go, can we just get 5 minutes of you saying, yes, cool. All right. And you'll hear a lot of that from me. No, love doing other podcasts.
Yes.
If anyone wants us on a podcast, please ask us and we will say yes.
Guaranteed.
It's a guaranteed yes. Whatever the show.
You have to have released at least a couple of episodes.
Nope.
Okay.
On episode one.
You don't even have to release it.
I want to be proof of concept.
With the guinea pigs now. I've got a few podcasts I thought I'd shout out if that's of any interest. So I've listened to Spellcaster, The Fall of Sam Bankman-Fried, which is the guy who did FTX.
Oh, yeah.
Which was interesting. Would recommend. Mariana in Conspiracy Land, which is the BBC disinformation and social media correspondent.
She's great.
It's interesting. It's not revelatory. I wouldn't say you must listen to this, but I enjoyed it. It starts in Totnes about like sort of small, like small town conspiracy theories and how they sort of permeate and how the pandemic's really sort of amplified them. And then finally, Tortoise Media, who are very good. They've done a podcast called Into the Dirt. It's 2 episodes in. It's about private spies. Well, it's about one private spy called Rob Moore who worked in the world of asbestos and tried to become a double agent. And so, yeah, very interesting. I'm only 2 episodes in. By the time this comes out, there'll be 4 episodes. So it could have gone downhill or it could be even better. Anything you'd like to recommend, Joe?
Not really. I'm all out of recommendations because we've done 3 in 2 days. We have to talk about the fact that there somebody out there on the internet has created a Dream Factory subreddit. It's populated by one person.
That person.
I assume that person. And they diligently post every single film idea we have for every episode. And it is a work of art to go through and read all the ideas, see them all written down. Because I famously forget them the second we stop recording.
Yeah.
And I looked through the Reddit yesterday that we didn't really know anything about. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm looking at shows from a week ago.
It's nothing to do with us, but there's clearly someone else
unaffiliated.
Unaffiliated. Yep. But if you want to sort of join a community of one, I think it's / Dream Factory Pod, as we are on all socials, to be fair.
I'm going to join. I'm going to do a daily AMA.
Just you and that one person.
Just me and that one person. And let me tell you, they'll give up before I do. Hey guys, got a few hours to spare, so doing an AMA. Little picture of me holding a / AMA. Just waiting around for that one guy to get off work. I'll start asking myself the question. What's the worst thing about John? So glad you asked.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So yeah, if you are that person, let us know. We'll give you a big shout out. We'll say thank you. We'll shower you in gratitude. John will give you £1,000 quid so you can start a new life in New Zealand.
All right, bye.
Well done, John. Thanks, John. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.